All right, let's get into it. All right, so today...
Could you shut up? Levi Brouse.
Jeez. Thank the Lord. All right. Sorry about that, guys. I'm still trying to figure that out. I don't know why that freaking keeps showing up, but whatever. We're here. I'm back. I guess. So I really need to change that ad at the beginning. That thing sounds terrible. I recorded that in a living room. I think I set the mic on top of a couch cushion and just and started recording that sucker. So it sounds a little outdated, and it's a real jolt of audio quality when you go from the ad to this show, which... The audio quality for my show is not great, so that's probably saying something. Whatever. You get what you pay for with a free podcast. All right, today I want to start off with a Bible reading, because now I have your attention. Intention? I have your attention, so it's my intention. That's just a little podcast humor. To... Now indoctrinate you with God's holy word, because you need it, but mostly it's for me. But you get to sit here while I read it. This is Psalm 4, so let's just go ahead and read it. Answer me when I call, O God of my righteousness. You have given me relief when I was in distress. Be gracious to me and hear my prayer. O men, how long shall my honor be turned into shame? How long will you love vain works and seek after lies? But know that the Lord has set apart the godly for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him. Be angry, do not sin. Ponder in your own hearts on your beds and be silent. Offer right sacrifices and put your trust in the Lord. There are many who say, who will show us some good? Lift up the light of your face upon us, O Lord. You have put more joy in my heart than they have when their grain and wine abound. In peace I will both lie down and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. I like this passage. This is a passage given to me to read every day, specifically before bed, since he talks about before going to nighty-night time. But, excuse me, thought I hit the cough button. I'm going to take a drink of water here. You know, this was written, I believe, by David, King David. And I appreciate, hold on, let me crack open this rain right now. Oh, yeah. All right, now the party's starting. You know, I think people have this misconception that Christians are always... You know, there's the stereotypical Christian of, like, maybe, like, wealthy or kind of like that middle, upper middle class, suburban life. Like, oh, God bless y'all. Everything's just so good. I think this woman's from Georgia. But clearly it's not like that. I think once you know Christians, they are very... a true Christian, I'd say, is a very real person with their emotions. At least you would hope. I mean, David himself and a lot of the Old Testament writers and New Testament writers were men and women that went through a lot of trials and tribulations, a lot of strife, a lot of contriteness, conflict, and were very real, down-to-earth people. I know the realities of life. And not, you know, rarely are things going to be like hunky-dory. Rainbows and sunshine, puppies and kittens. But I think, you know, those moments, you got to be thankful for them. Because in the world that we live in today, and we will always live in, it's going to be hard. And Christians know that. So... There you go, folks. How about that? I don't know if that's meant any sort of sense, but it, it didn't really. Anyway, I'm actually going to talk about a show today, and it's made within this last year. Whoa! Yeah, I'm not going to bring up any stupid shows that were made like 14 years ago and then call it a critique and say I'm a, you know, an artist that's a critic. It's a Kristen Bell movie, or not movie, miniseries. She just had a movie come out that's called The People We Hate at a Wedding, and it's doing really badly. 5.7 out of 10 on IMDb, so I can't wait not to see it. It just looks boring, and it's unfortunate because I like Kristen Bell as an actress. I think she's actually a talented actress, and I appreciate her because she takes roles that make her look terrible. And what I mean, you know, there's certain actors and actresses that are always going to be the good guy. You know what I'm talking about? Like Chris Pratt, he's never going to play a bad guy in a movie or a show. Like Tom Cruise is kind of the same way. He's never going to be the bad guy. John Wayne was like that. He never wanted to be the bad guy. There's just certain, like the action stars, they never want to play the bad guy, which is fine. You don't have to do that. You know, you can do what you want, especially when you get to that level and making millions. Like Arnold's like, no, I'm Terminator. Well, I guess he was a bad guy. So there you go. Arnold's a better actor than some people. But Kristen Bell will take roles that make her look absolutely depraved. I appreciate that because, I don't know, it seems to show off some sort of humility to her. I don't know if that's actually true. Probably not. Everybody in Hollywood's absolutely insane. Kind of have to be if you want to work there. But the show I just recently watched that came out this year, it's called The Woman in the House Across the Street from the Girl in the Window. That's the whole title. Now, isn't that a mouthful? It's kind of a thriller, suspense thriller, not a horror. More of a classical, old-style thriller tale. It's like 8 episodes. I watched this sucker all in one night because I was like, I gotta get to the end. It was one of those shows. I couldn't stop. Which is probably, I would say, is a good marker for a show. If you have to know the ending, like it's a book that you just can't put down. You know what I mean? It was one of those where I just had to keep going through. I had to read it all. I had to see it. The acting is good. Some parts are a little goofy. I think they did that intentionally. They have a little bit of comedy in there. She's a divorcee woman that lives alone in a suburb. And she's a wino. Yeah, she drinks a lot of wine. But, because, and then it explains why she has kind of a traumatic experience, all that kind of stuff. But, the amount of twists and turns in this freaking show is ridiculous. Sometimes it was just funny. Sometimes it really caught you off guard. Most of the time it caught you off guard. But I think how they wrote out the story kept you on your toes enough, but not too much for the point where you get annoyed with the amount of plot twists, because that'll certainly happen. And I'm looking at you. What's that? Star Wars episode 7? No, 8. What's that? The one that really was bad. The Last Fetty, Last Jedi. Yeah, I think Last Jedi, that one. There's sometimes where you have stuff like that where you have too many plot twists and it just doesn't make sense anymore. Where this one, they kind of throw in some characters, you know, once in a while. But check it out. It's good stuff. It's like a late night, you know what I mean? You're kind of getting in the spooky mood, which is, I know it's Christmas. I got my Christmas jazz playing right now. Doesn't really make sense. But if it's a late night, maybe, and you want to cuddle, you want to snuggle in, and you want to get all cozy, you kind of want to get scared, but not too scared. You want to find out the mystery with Kristen Bell. You want to, like, work alongside her. This would be a good one. This is a good one. I like the title. I like it when, I appreciate shows and movies that have interesting titles. It's not just the blank. I see that's a terrible trend that's happening in movies and shows now. It's like The Shut-In, the blank, The Doll, The House, The Podcast. You know, what? Who's driving a Subaru WRX on campus right now? What is, when, why do I, when I record these episodes, I just see people rolling up in these $50,000 plus cars. Where are these guys getting their money? I'm staring right now at my 2010 Ford Ranger, which will soon be replaced by 2023 Ford Maverick SLT. But, humble brag. Yeah, it's a good car. I haven't even taken a sip of my rain yet. That's bad. I need to drink more. Hold on. Oh, that's good. Oh, yeah. Anyway. I appreciate the title. It's, yeah, it's probably a dumb title, but kind of sounds like a, at least it's better than the stupid Stephen King novel titles where it's just like the blah, 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 blah. At least it's unique, and if you can remember it, sure, it's probably good, but kind of a hard one to remember. Not great for marketing, but at least it's a unique for, you know, media and entertainment. Spoilers, I guess. I don't know if anybody cares, probably not, but if you don't want spoilers, then skip ahead like a couple minutes and then come back. I don't know, whatever. Ending's a little bit goofy. It's, they kind of, I don't know why, but the, throughout the whole show, throughout the whole series, they did this phenomenal job of keeping you on your toes, not letting you have too much, kind of misleading you, all that kind of stuff. But then the ending, they just went full comedy with it. They were telling such a great, serious story. But then all of a sudden, they just went into like a full airplane, like spoof comedy movie at the end. And it was, I don't know if, whose influence that was. I know Kristen Bell does and has done a lot of comedies. Maybe that's just what she's more comfortable with. But she's also done a lot of serious stuff. I don't know what that was, or if they just thought, like, you know what, like, screw it. We're just going to have fun with this last episode. Maybe that was it. Wow, she's done a lot of Frozen crap. I'm glad to see that, that franchise died. Maybe it's not dead. Oh, boy. But it, so, it's still worth, definitely worth a watch. And for whatever reason, it didn't get a good rating on IMDb here. They gave it 6.4. And honestly, it might be because of the ending. I gave it a high rating just because I'm nice. That's why. And, you know, I know, oh, the miniseries that was a parody, but was it? I know what my friend Kane's going to say. You know, he's like an old man. You know, he'll say like, oh, you know, I like that actress. Like, oh, do you have a crush on her? Oh, he's got a crush. I don't, Caden. I just, whatever. Anyway, that's all I got for, that was like legitimate critique, right? We're still living up to the name of the show. I say we like there's other people here. There's not. It's just me. I think I want to check out the show, The Peripheral, with Chloe Grace Moretz. Is that how you say it? Chloe Grace Moretz. I liked her as an actress as well, so I might check out that show. It's doing pretty well. It's got 7.9 rating. So that's pretty good. Kind of got some weird, you know, sci-fi stuff going on there. I've done my research. Other than that, I don't know. It just, like, what show is out there that are even worth watching? Movies, too. Like, they're re-releasing that freaking Maverick, Top Gun Maverick movie in theaters. Because it's, like, the only movie I think people are willing to go see right now. Because, I mean, what else has been put out? I've seen, you know, like, probably some horror movies that were put out. And then, like, Wakanda. The Marvel movie that came out. That looks like, just watching the trailer really quick, I don't know what happened. Like, what was the point of that? Well, who's the bad guy? Was it Doc Ock? Was it Green Goblin? Was it Joker? Was it Spider-Man? Was it Fortnite? I don't even know who the bad guy is. You probably should show that in your trailer so people are interested. Whatever. I don't work there. You know? Not my cow, not my farm. Or however that saying goes. I know some people that saw it. Maybe I could call them. They can give their opinion. But they'll probably be like, oh, it's so good. It was so good because I love comics. Whatever. But other than that, I'm sure that Top Gun Maverick is good. I don't like Tom Cruise because I think he's a freaking weirdo. And he, not only is he a weirdo, he's probably abusive because he's in Scientology. So that just kind of comes with a part, you know. Pretty sure he's pretty abusive to his wife, whatever her name was. Katie Holmes, was that it? She was in that Batman Begins. But I've heard it's great because they, you know, it's very practical effects, a lot of real footage. So, you know, that's going to attract people because, you know, I was talking to my boy Philip, my roommate, the other day. We're talking about how now in movies, you know, back in the day when we were kids growing up, like we would watch movies, we were like, wait, was that like a green screen? Or like, okay, that was definitely a green screen. That was CGI, right? Like Transformers, more than meets the eye. The Michael Bay, the first Transformers. I think still that CGI holds up extremely well. That's some of the best I've seen almost ever. Maybe just because of the nostalgic effect, I think it's still good. But I remember watching that movie and seeing that CGI, seeing it fit so well. It wasn't overly used, I guess. At least some of the movie looked real. But then now you watch a movie and we're talking, Philip was like, you watch a movie now. And you say, like, oh, wait, was that real? Was that a real guy? Was that a real actor, actress? Was that a real elephant? You know, because everything is CGI. There's this hilarious video of Ian McClellan as he's playing Gandalf. And they're doing a shoot for The Hobbit. And he's sitting in this tiny room. And it's all green. It's completely green because, you know, they go back and you know, film it later because the hobbits are short, blah, blah. But he's sitting in there. He's trying to read his line. Then all of a sudden, he just goes like, oh, my gosh. And then just starts breaking down and freaking out because he's talking to himself in a tiny room. It's kind of funny. I was discovered it by Red Letter Media. I think that Mike Stokloska pointed it out. Oh, my neck. But I think with Maverick, them just having a movie that wasn't completely CGI, people were like, wow, you can make movies still? You can do that? I guess so. Just grab a camera and fly up in a jet and just hold on to the sucker. Crazy stuff. So, I mean, that's how I think desperate Hollywood is right now. Is that they're re-releasing a movie that came out months ago, right? I mean, I was in the desert when that sucker came out. Yeah, it was like May, probably. I mean, now, you know, you got like the Netflix and the Hulus and the Amazon Prime. Amazon, I think Netflix are competing somewhat. But Amazon's just releasing garbage. You got that Lord of the Rings thingy. And then, I don't even know. I think the peripheral, like I said, looks kind of interesting. And Netflix, they put out something like every other day. They're just throwing stuff out there, just like Disney Plus. Oh my goodness, I just saw an advertisement this last weekend for a Guardians of the Galaxy Christmas special. What? Why? Why is that needed? And then Brody, friend Brody's like, well, actually, it was pretty good. I'm like, what is that, though? Why do they have a Christmas special? Disney needs to stop. They just have to stop. Somebody has to shut them down. I don't know who it is. If it has to be me, then it has to be me. But they need stopped. Because it's getting ridiculous at this point. You know, She-Hulk, I know people, that was just bad, right? I didn't watch it. I was never going. I don't have Disney myself. I'm not going to pay for it. The only reason why I pay for it is because the older Pixar movies, like you got Toy Story 2 and Monsters, Inc., and then you got the old Disney films from back in like the 40s through 70s. That was the prime, man. You got like Ichabod Crane, Mr. Frog, or Toad, or whatever his name is. You got Fox and the Hound. You got like freaking Snow White. You got Robin Hood. You got all those classics back in the day. What security you want? Get out of here, punks. But now they're just producing so much weird crap, and it's all crap. That's what it is. They don't even care anymore. They know they're going to make their money. Nobody's holding them accountable. It's you. The consumers have power, people. And we have to realize that. That's why I don't pay for anything. Not even my taxes. This episode is brought to you by Rain Energy Drink. Not really. I wish it was. And it's also brought to you by Grunt Style. Not really, but I wish it was. Somebody sponsor me. I don't care who it is. I'll sponsor anybody. For the most part. Not Raid Shadow Legends. I'm not going to steep that low. Nor NordVPN, because I don't know what they are and what they do. I don't know what a VPN is. I want a typewriter. I asked my mother for a typewriter for Christmas. Because I don't like typing on my computer. You know, this sucker is about to burn up. It was sitting on my lap last night as I was typing, finishing up my papers. And this sucker I thought was going to catch on fire. Thankfully it didn't, but it's doing that now. And I know Gross Nickel's going to hear this and be like, well, you got your, you know, you got Chrome opened up, or you got too many apps, or whatever. I'm like, I don't think that's it, pal. I think it's just a piece of junk. You know? Whatever. But I want a typewriter so I can type things. And I just want to hear that. And then type stuff up and then send it out. Maybe send some angry letters to folks. Or just letters. Who knows? That would kind of be fun. Or write a memoir. Levi Brouse's podcast tips and tricks. Huh? Kind of fun, right? Not really. You know what else sucks? Post office. Why does the post office, every time I go in there, the few times I've had to go in there, it seems like I'm entering a building from 1988. It's old, dingy. Lights are going out. Flickering. The paper stacked all over the place. It looks like only one person works there every 5 hours. They can't have two people on shift. That's impossible. And nobody knows what they're doing. Everybody's probably within their first year of working. Maximum. And they're still learning the job. They might have that one guy that knows what's up. And he's the only one that's probably helpful.
But I went in there. I wanted to get a key for my mailbox because I live on a campus, right? And so they have a P.O. box for the apartments here on campus. And so you would think, okay, you probably just go to the office here on campus and they have the keys or the mail keys already there for you. Because people have lived here for decades, right? Since like the 50s, 60s, maybe 70s. Because I can tell by these apartments and the infrastructure, these suckers have been here since the 70s. You know, these they're not state-of-the-art, okay? They're not modern. Because there's absolutely no heating, like, sealage. Anyway. So you think, okay, yep, they for sure got mail keys here. They just hand them to you. You show them the ID. No. They said, no, that's not us. You have to go to the post office. It's okay. I went to the post office. And they're like, well, it takes weeks to get a key. Like, where did they go? People have probably gotten keys for these mailboxes before. Where are they? Did they not return them? Did they just chuck them in the pond here on campus? What do they do with them? And so then they make you fill out a little paper so that when the mail guy comes, they know which mail to get, and then they just drop it out your door. I'm like, why don't you just do that in the first place? And then, so they did it for me, but they then didn't do that for the letters for my roommate, and he wants a check. He's got some money. Maybe the mail guy freaking took it. I'm blowing my candle away. Sorry about that. It doesn't make any sense. No wonder you guys are going freaking bankrupt. Freaking post office. It was, at least this one that I went to, it was so disheveled. So unorganized, and you get, you know, they just had the big counter, and so you get to see their whole workspace back there. And it's like, how in the heck do you guys get anything done? Because there's just, like, papers everywhere. There's, like, stacks. You got, like, stuff from 1983 in there. Rain, sleet, or snow, we will be late. Post office. Went to the dentist the other day because I had to. Our unit was threatening us with not letting us come to drill nor getting paid for drill if we didn't turn in our dentist form. And I'm like, wait a minute. So you're telling me I don't turn in this silly piece of paper? I don't have to come here? Uh-oh, looks like I lost it. Uh-oh, I've lost it for 3 years. I guess I won't re-enlist. No, all the boys will get a kick out of that one. All right, guys, come on. No, so I go into the dentist, and I don't like it when you go to the dentist, and they have to take x-rays, or even the hospital, they have to take x-rays. They put that little blanket on you, that little vest, lead vest thing. Like, here, protect a little part of your body while we just x-ray your brain. Here, protect your clavicle and a little bit of your sternum, but we're going to just send an x-ray beams right through your brain and see if you don't get messed up from that. And then, but I also, they give you that. And they almost, like, stay away from you when they give it. They, like, reach out with their arms and, like, hand it to you, give you the thing. And then they dart away. That's my favorite part. They dart away. They give you the thing. They dart away. Get behind that big, like, 4 inches pane of glass in the other room. And then just, like, hit that big button. And then that thing just go. Spins around your head, those two big blocks, while you're standing there in that machine. You look like freaking Bruce Banner or the Hulk, like about to get experimented on. Some sort of weird Nazi experiment. You're biting down on that little thing. I don't like that. I don't like how they run away. It's like, wait a minute. You're running to a different building right now, and I'm just getting x-rays through my brain cavity. Is that's a good idea. Because you're not making it seem like it's a safe route. It'd be different if they were just like, all right, you know what, let's get you some x-rays. And then they, you know, they just step back like a couple feet, push the button, and then just watch you. But no, they always like, they kind of like hustle out of there. And they could be, get behind the glass, and then they like push it. They put like the goggles on. And lights start flickering. You can see the inside of your head. Even close your eyes, you can see everything. Doesn't really give off the impression that it's a safe procedure. And then they don't even tell you what they x-rayed and what they found. They just come back and they're like, all right, looks like it's a 7. We got a 14, and let's look at the 32. And they just, and you're just laying in the chair at that point. Your mouth is open. They got like 13 different tools in there, and then they're saying all these numbers, and you're like, and then they have the assistant that's standing right there, and they're both like lording over you, like they're performing surgery, and you can't do anything. They're like, this might hurt, and they always get the coldest water for their, you know, the cleanings. They can't get like just room temperature water, because that would be comfortable. Thankfully, they, I guess they don't do boiling water. Thank you, dentists. No, they do freezing cold temperature. Like, they got it out from the well at the Johnson's farm and just sucked it right in to the dentist's office, and they're just squirting it. And then they put that vacuum thing, and it's always like stuck onto your tongue or to your cheek, and then it dries you out. And then they're like, all right, close. And then you're like, and they're like, all right, let's go back. And they always get that little, like their Mac tools or Snap-on tools, the freaking, the hooks and picks. And then they just start scraping at your gums and like poking your gums. And they're like, oh, it looks like you're bleeding a little bit. And I'm like, yeah, I wonder why. Are your gums sensitive? No. Well, yes, I guess they are sensitive when you put a knife through them. Usually that does make them bleed, I've noticed. I do appreciate dentists, though. Thank you for your service. Thank you for what you guys do. But just know, anytime I go to a dentist from now on, I will not brush my teeth before I go in there. I want to eat like a ham sandwich and go right into the dentist and then make you deal with it. How about that? Why would... Dennis probably... All right, if there's any dentists listening to the show, let me know why you do it. Why you decided to get into dentistry. I'm like, you know what I really want to do? I want to get inside a guy's mouth and just make sure it's all good to go. Because that sounds absolutely disgusting. So, like, leave a review on whatever, please. All you people, don't leave reviews. Write them out. I'll read them on the show. Let's, you know, let's go to the reviews right now. See if anybody's left a review that we could read. Okay, no. 4 years ago, LB Levi, which is me, I left a review. And then Darius left one 4 years ago. Then I think Hudson and Mason. Or Mason left two of them. Wow. All right. Thanks, guys. But you're supposed to leave the review, so then I'll read them. I'll read them on the show. If you guys got Apple Podcasts, you can do it right there. Jerks. Say you support the show. You don't even support it. Also, did anybody see the new art? Huh? The new art for the show? Am I right? Kind of felt bad that Ben and Creel aren't in there anymore, but I moved away and I took the rights to the show. They'll be back on. You know, we're not on bad terms until they sue me. Leave a review. Why are we on the show? Might become a plumber. It's just a random thing that happened recently. You know, it's been a while since I've had a career change. I'm 26 now, and I thought, you know what? Let's change up my career path once again. Why not? Let's go for the 4. We're not even doing the trio. We're doing the 4-0. You know, I went to school, undergrad, athletic training. Then I did Air Force. And then now I'm in seminary to become a pastor. Lord willing. And then now I'm like, you know what? Let's go to the trades, baby. When I became a Christian, I remember looking back and like, man, if I could do it all over again, I would absolutely go in the trades. Because, and listen, I loved athletic training. Iowa State, fantastic school for athletic training. Unfortunately, athletic training may not be the career for everybody. If you love it, then you love it, right? Takes a special brand of people, I think. I'm not tough enough for it, I'll be honest. It's a lot of hours, not a lot of compensation for your hours, which really cheeses me off at times. And but some people like to stick it out, and you know, I'd say if you're looking to work collegiate and above, you know, at those levels, then it's probably going to work out for you, right? You'll get compensated well, hopefully. And sometimes at the high school levels, the small high schools, I should say, maybe not get the greatest pay. And the hours are just absolutely just bonkers. They could be like, hey, I know it's midnight, but you need to come in at 8 in the morning tomorrow. We're having a little impromptu practice with the water polo team. So you got to be there because we got to have an AT there. So sorry about that. Late notice. You know, you get a coach that texts you at like 11 o'clock at night. You know, just for funsies. Let's look up athletic training salary. Iowa. Actually, by state, that's a good one. Boom. Go. Bureau of Labor Statistics. That's gonna be credible. .gov. National estimates for athletic trainers. Excludes physical therapists. Thank you. We're not PTs. We just know more, work more, paid less. Athletic traders. I don't like physical therapists. They're jerks. They're not very nice most of the time, the athletic trainers. Mean wage is $54,000. Not bad, depending on where you live, I suppose. Or $48,000. Why is there so many numbers? Wow. Okay. Okay, that's definitely not. Spectator Sports. Okay, I can't figure out how to read this website. States with the highest employment, Texas, that makes sense. A lot of sports down there for high school. Annual wage, $59,000. But here's the thing that kind of sucks about athletic training. You could see that, like, okay, 4-year degree, and you get to be paid $59,000. Probably at least $45,000, right? But here's the deal, Jessica Biel. A lot of athletic trainers, now nationally, they're changing the program, so it's a master's. It's a 5 years. You can get your master's degree in it, but for those like myself and older that had to get their master's degree, they had to do 4 years undergrad, and then they had to do like 2 years as a graduate assistant to get their master's, because pretty much any collegiate and above, they're going to require a master's degree from you. So that's a lot of money you have to pay and a lot of time they have to put in. And not only you pay a lot, but you're not getting paid a lot during that time. And then you have to go job search after that, which is also sometimes not the easiest thing. And then you're stuck with the debt, getting paid like $36,000 a year living in New Hampshire. So, which would be like getting paid
$18,000 a year in a Midwestern state. Top paid in states for athletic trainers. See, yep, it's East Coast, D.C., Massachusetts, New Jersey, New York, Rhode Island. Yeah, you're $62,000 above, but you take that wage compared to the cost of living, not great. Not good. So it's a little stinky. You know, you go on the Reddit page for athletic trainers right now. I used to do that a lot last summer just to see. You know, I always like to check out what's going on, see, read some stuff I like to do. My article readings and learn new things. And everybody's just like, this career sucks. Can't find a job. And I mean, unfortunately, I mean, that is kind of a consensus, is that they pay pretty badly. You'll see some jobs that was like, hey, we'll pay you $12 an hour. It's like, what? You have a master's degree and you're willing to settle for that? Kind of ridiculous. For me, I understand. For my master's degree, it's not like a, you know, I'm not getting a master's in some sort of medicine or science, right? You know, my master's will be in Christian studies and in the Bible and theology. It's not going to be maybe compensated for that schooling compared to something you study for 6 years, which is deals with medicine. I mean, you should be paid pretty well. Let's just look at jobs local. Let's see how they pay. I'm kind of curious. Dear Levi, what are more new updated listings? Holy cow! Wait, is it the same house? Heather? Heather! That's the same house, Heather. You already showed me that. Come on, show me what. See, they don't like to show you what pay they're going to give you. I've noticed that a lot. Alright, there's some benefits, 401k. That's good, I guess. But they're not giving a salary. Bachelor's degree, prefer, master's. See, that all of them are going to say that. I love the ones that say prefer master's, and then they also say we prefer 3 years of experience. But then all the jobs say that. Like, wait a minute, how am I supposed to get a job if all y'all want experience? That doesn't make any darn sense. Somebody needs to say, like, hey, we'll take freaking anybody. Please, just come here. All right. PT Solutions. Oh, boy. Yeah, I'm not doing that. Is anybody going to be bold enough to say the pay? Come on. Nope, I guess not. St. Mary. Requirements. The Mayo Clinic. What? Hollywood, Florida? $3,000 sign-on bonus. Flex. I don't. What does that even mean? Flex. $3,000 sign-on bonus. Yeah. Yeah. No, he's brave enough to save the pay. All right. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back after this. All right. Welcome back, everyone. Or me. Welcome. Now. Thanks. Sorry about that. I had to go with my tech team. We had to fill out some W-2s for the year. Well, right now, I really... that's about all I have. We might give a special someone a call. One, a great fan of the show. We heard that it's his birthday today. Okay. That's awkward. let's try one more time. Okay, he's rejecting my call. No worries, that happens. He's probably just busy or, you know, whatever. But we always try to give the fans a call. Whew. All right, I really thought I had more to talk about. Well, maybe this is good. I think this is a good point to
end the show. Ooh. Okay. Yeah. On foot with Luke. Ah. Ah. Sorry. He's talking to his cousin. Whoops. Well, anyway, that's the end of the show, folks. I'm so happy. If you're listening to this right now, that means you listened to 45 minutes of garbage. And you are a beast. You're a beast and a half for listening to all this baloney. And to my baloney, sorry for going on a huge rant about athletic training that is absolutely relevant to nobody. But you know what? Is anybody's athletic trainer thinking about athletic training out there? You may learn something. Leave a review. Write one. Actually, write it out. Don't just give me the stars. Write it out and I'll read it on the show. Okay? Be a lot of fun. I want to interact with y'all. Send me an email. Send me fan mail. Or just give me a call. Give me a text. All right. Goodbye.